Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the Bayman Review. In this episode, we're going to be talking about self-development and self-growth with none other than our USU of Logistics and Development. It's actually such a cool thing. We're talking about self-development, and we have our USU of Development, Sabine Jamim. And we have a special guest with us, a member of the marketing team, Sara Balbeki. So girls, would you like to introduce yourselves before we proceed? We can start off with Sara.
Okay, hi. My name is Sara Balbeki. And after switching my major 4 times, I think I can safely say that I'm now a computer engineering student. And I'm pursuing a track in the AI minor. And I'm also part of the marketing team for Bayman. So being on the podcast for the first time, it's actually kind of exciting and fun.
Okay, great. Sabine, would you like to introduce yourself too?
Of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Sabine Ibrahim. I'm the Undersecretary General of Logistics and Development for this year's conference. I'm also a business student. I'm concentrating in data analytics, and I'm hoping to pursue that for my master's, also pursuing a minor in sustainability. So a bit of everything. And yeah, that's basically it about me.
Cool. And I think I forget to do this every time, but I never introduce myself. I just take it for granted that people know who I am. So my name is Haya, and I'm your host for the Bayman Review podcast. I'm the USG of Marketing, Design, and Production for this year's conference. I also do a lot of things on the side, but it's going to take me a bit to list them, so I'm not going to do that. But before we delve into our topic for today, I'm going to just issue a disclaimer that we are in no way healthcare professionals, and we are just students who want to give advice to other students, and we are all humans in progress, and I think it's safe to say that we are all learning as we go, and it's fair to share each other's experiences with the public, with our audience, and for them to really understand our perspective, especially when it comes to a serious topic like self-growth and self-development. So let's actually delve right into the topic today. So, you know, okay, I like the enthusiasm, Sabine. So we know that we've been in quarantine for, I'm going to say almost a year now. It's been exactly a year since last February, which is insane to admit that, you know, we've been in quarantine this long and a year has passed. But when I look back at myself a year ago, I say, wow, like the person I was a year ago was so different. I grew up in quarantine. I learned so much in quarantine. And the thing was that I let myself do those things. And I didn't want to be the same version of myself when I left quarantine, because I knew going in that this was a time for me, like a valuable time that I might never get back in the future. So this was the time to take advantage of it and to truly appreciate it and soak it in. So how about you like shed some light on how your self-growth journey was during quarantine? Did it stagnate or did it drive you forward? So either of you can start. I think we can start with Sara, maybe, if you'd like to talk about your journey.
Yeah, for sure. So personally, I kind of started my self-growth journey more as an academic growth journey to begin with, because my major is so diverse and I was really kind of lost as to what to focus on and what to do. And so I started working on myself during quarantine to like take a few online courses, you know, like expand my knowledge a bit more. But I feel like the constant state of us being in front of our laptop and in front of our screen is just very overwhelming. So, and like we were in quarantine for a while, so I feel like I just had to make the most use of my time, like you said, and focus on myself in aspects that weren't very academic and were more like for me to grow personally and me to get out of my comfort zone in order to be comfortable with myself.
That's really beautiful. I love that. Sabine, would you like to add to that and talk about your journey in a way?
Yeah, of course. I think for me, it started like when I was really young, even you know, through adolescence, but you know, maybe more in a like passive way. And then especially now when everything happened, you know, with the coronavirus and everything happening other than that, it came at a time where me personally, I'm graduating, I'm looking into masters and I'm looking into my life plans. And I felt like there was so many odds against me that I had no choice but to embark on a self-development journey.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So I feel like because of that, and no, for me, it was very much of a push. Like, it was a motivator. It wasn't something that I wanted to take for granted. And I, as you said, Haya, like, I had a goal entering it, being like, okay, I have so many goals and things that need to be completed. So
exactly.
We're going to do whatever we have to do to figure out how to make it happen. And I feel like that's what motivated me personally.
Exactly. And I think it's important for us to recognize, or at least acknowledge, the fact that there are people who weren't as privileged as us who went into quarantine and had these goals in mind. You know, there were people who went into quarantine and didn't expect it, or and maybe didn't take advantage of it the way that we did. Maybe they are on a journey of self-growth that is slower than ours, and it's okay. And we want to make sure that our audience knows that, that you might not have gone into quarantine and gone out of it a better person, or physically or mentally or emotionally. Maybe you, you know, you felt like you came out of it a different person, yes, but not in the way that you had wanted. And that's fine. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're running out of time. It doesn't mean that you should force yourself to, or put this pressure on yourself to grow and like to accept the societal definition of what growth really is, because self-growth is such a personal journey and it's such a personal experience. And it's hard for someone to put into words the hardships that they have to go through on a daily basis in order for them to grow and to learn from their mistakes and everything that they think is a hurdle in front of them, right? So,
and I think that any type of growth is also growth. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
People might think that something's, you know, they only grew in one way or on one specific goal that they had, but they weren't able to accomplish everything. But growth is growth regardless of its size. And I feel like there's
100%.
An emphasis to be put on that for sure. So I feel like even though everyone's at their own pace, like, it's just realizing the small things about you, stuff that before you wanted to change and now you were able to change, and, you know, just self-reflecting and seeing where you are and just being aware of your surrounding. I think that's the key.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I want to add something to that. I also think it's really important as a first step for you to just be aware that you're willing to make a change. And I feel like that itself is a very big step within self-growth. And another thing I think we should always keep in mind is that many people grow differently and at different rates and in different ways. And like, someone might want to focus on something that someone, like, for someone else is just like already there and they take it for granted. So I think we also need to be really aware of that, because each person is different, each person is unique. And so it's really different for everyone.
That's very true. And I think this could take us onto our next kind of subtopic about how we shift our mindset. So how do we come to this realization that, you know what, I want to pause on my life and I want to just really take a minute to reflect on where I am right now. And this was something that I did last year a lot, and I let myself do that. And it was hard to admit that I didn't like where I was in my life and I didn't like who I was with myself. I didn't like who I was with my friends. I didn't like who I was with my family. I didn't like who I was with my career. And that's something that was so hard for me to admit to myself, because it forced me to make changes that I probably wasn't ready to make at the time. But like, how do you, in like, as in your personal journey, because if I talk about myself, it's going to take a while, but it's like, as you, as Sabine, as Sara, how do you guys come to this realization of like shifting your mindset is necessary now in this moment in order for me to grow and improve, especially when it comes to our association with, or at least like how we talk negatively with ourselves, you know, with our negative thoughts? It might not be about you, it might be about, you know, other things, it might be about your career, your education, other people. So how do you go about that? Sabine, would you like to start?
Yeah, of course. So, well, for me personally, as I mentioned a bit earlier, it happened at a time where, like, I was struggling a bit in university, trying to gather the courage, trying to gather the motivation to get up and study while at the same time remaining fit or whatever, you know, all of the different things that you were trying to juggle at once. And then I feel like it reached to a point where in summer, like every just something happened, and I think also the when the explosion happened, God bless everything that and but I feel like at that point in time for me, I had such a big realization, like, oh my God, everything could be done, like gone in a fraction of a second, and I wanted to feel like, okay, I'm actually doing something with my life. And adding the extra pressure of entering my last year of university and having to make these big moves that I like to call, this is what I tried to call this 2021 year. It's the year of big moves, like graduating.
I love that.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like for me, it was important to have that realization at that moment, because even though it was a very slow process, like throughout the first semester, and now we're entering the second semester of university, like I feel like it's building up very slowly. It's been slow, but it's been progressing very effortlessly very much like happen how it's supposed to happen. And I feel like it's something that people are just gonna have to figure out for themselves. It's gonna happen at some point. I feel like just trust the process of it, and just, you know, grind on a small level. You know, you don't have to
definitely
exaggerate it.
Try to do everything at
once.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Saro, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, actually, Sabine said something that actually clicked in my head, because when you asked the question, I was trying to think of when exactly did I get the realization that I should start working more on myself. And because as I said before, it was like more me focusing on my academic side. But I think it was a bit after the explosion that I realized that literally anything can happen at any time. And that was when I felt that I didn't want to like waste any more time that I have. And like you said, like it was at a point where like so many things were happening. We were like going into quarantine. Everything was just like really crazy. And you had time, like, so we had time to think and reflect on ourselves. And I, like, in some places, I wasn't very happy with where I was either. So I think that's at the point where I felt that I needed to do something and become better and, like, improve myself. And so I feel it's just going to be, like, a triggering event for someone to come to a realization that, okay, now I feel like I want to start improving myself and working on myself some more.
Exactly. And that's what this conversation is about, too, that our triggers are different. For me, yes, it was partially because of the explosion, because obviously anything can happen without us expecting it. And that's so hard to come to terms with, especially in a time where we live with so much uncertainty, especially in the last year alone. Like, this last year is the equivalent of 10 years fit into one.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
It's okay to admit that you are overwhelmed and you are not doing well. It could be mentally, it could be physically, it could be emotionally, it could be whatever, on whatever scale. But it, as long as you admit that to yourself and, like, you come to terms with the fact that, you know what, like, maybe right now I'm not the best version of myself and I want to change that. Like, that in itself, that realization takes so much effort on your part, and it takes so much work and time, and I think it takes courage,
self-love.
Most importantly, exactly, to admit to yourself that, you know, I want to love myself enough to admit to myself that I need to change, or that I need to be better at 1, 2, and 3, right? So this is actually part of my next question. Do you think self-growth is synonymous with mental strength? I think this is such an important question for us to answer, especially at a time where we associate, you know, our self-care Sundays with, like, winding down and turning off our phone and staying away from social media and, like, making sure that we don't read the news so that we don't feel overwhelmed and have all of these mental thoughts and clutter in our mind. So how do you think that it is, like, if, you know, if anything? So Sabine, would you like to start us off? Again, I'm sorry, I keep circling back to Sabine first. Sara, you want to start?
Sure,
you can too.
So you mentioned social media, and I think that social media does kind of have a negative impact. Speaking from personal experience, I've actually deactivated my Instagram account several times.
Many times.
Yeah, you know that. Because it kind of gets to the point where I'm just sometimes overwhelmed and I feel like I need a break. And
but you know, Sara, and I don't think I ever told you this, but I have so much respect for you that you do that, because for me, it's not easy to delete Instagram, for example, and really? Just not look at it. Because to me, it's my escape.
Yeah, I try to. Because like for some people, it is an escape. And it's a way for you to motivate yourself. Like you, you know, it also depends, I think, on like the accounts you follow and what you expose yourself to. Because if you expose yourself to things that are going to put you down, eventually you're going to feel down. But if you expose yourself to
100%
things that aren't going to put you down and are going to motivate you, then it's going to be like a good aspect for you.
So I think what we so far is that self-growth may or may not be synonymous with mental strength. You don't necessarily have to have the healthiest relationship with your mind or the healthiest brain in the world to realize that, you know, you are at a certain point in your life where you need to make some changes, and it's okay to not be okay in the process. Like you're going to be learning about yourself, you're going to be going through so many ups and downs, especially emotionally. On an emotional level, it's going to be a roller coaster. So like, you need to know going into the process of like this change that you want to go through, that it's not going to be easy on you mentally. So obviously, like, we can say that mental strength is not supposed to, you know, complement your realization for growth. So do any of you want to add anything, or we can jump to the next subtopic?
Just a quick comment. There's something that you said, Haya, that stuck with me. You were talking about the highs and the lows, and there's going to be some good times, some bad times. But I think what's important to understand is that even in the bad times, I feel like that's when you learn the most. And I feel like you learn a different side of what you would have learned in a high. So just embrace every moment for what it is. Take it for face value. And then just, you know, move on forward after that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and something,
Sara, do you want to add anything?
Something that I'd want to add is, you said it's an emotional roller coaster, and it actually is. And I feel because of like all the highs and the lows that I've been through, I now know how to deal with like lows in a different way. So before, when like something would happen to me, or like, you know, I'd be in like a bad place, I would just like shut down and like, I don't know, cry and like not know how to cope. But now I feel like slowly I'm getting used to being able to figure out actually what's happening and how I should be able to deal with it. And I feel that that's also something really important, because it's good to know when you're not okay, and it's okay not to be okay. And the important thing is to learn how you would want to cope with it, because like we said before, it's very different for many different people. So I might be able to cope in a way that Haya, you might not be able to, or you might be able to just move on and I might not be able to do something. So I think it's really relative.
Exactly. And I think that's really important. The last sentence you just said, like it truly is relative, and everybody copes differently. And that's something that we need to trust, because you need to trust the process. If you're going to go into it and you're going to want to start making these changes and expect to see a difference 24 hours later, you're doing it wrong. Because change takes time, especially positive change. It takes a long time for you to come to a point where you are genuinely satisfied with where you are in your career or in your life, with your friends, with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen overnight. And it's okay to not happen overnight. That's the thing, that we tend to romanticize the process of self-growth and achievement and self-love to the extent that we expect it to happen overnight as soon as we do anything that we think will help us get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Masan, if I put on music and a face mask on a Sunday night, that doesn't mean that I'm going to wake up the next morning at peace with myself.
Exactly.
That's wrong. Yeah, that's true. Feel like it's wrong that social media glamorizes that side of... Exactly. That we glamorize that aspect of life. Like, that's not what self-love is. That's not what self-care is. And self-care is actually sitting down with yourself and taking a minute, like letting yourself, not actually an actual minute, like take all the time that you need to really pause and reflect and look at yourself right now, where you are in this moment. Do I love this version of myself? Do I think I could be better? How could I be better? Write these questions down and make answers for them. You might not have answers for them in that moment, but that's the beauty of the process. Exactly. That the fact that it takes time, you get to examine your life and you get to make up these answers as you go.
And I think you learn about yourself in the process, yes, right? So, and it's a dynamic mm-hmm. process. It's not something that you do exactly. once or twice or three times. It's, you know, depending mm-hmm. on you and your journey. Maybe it's every month. Maybe it's every year. Maybe it's every 5 years. Like, right. I don't know. Maybe it's every day. Right. But I think it's just understanding that it's and that things might change and they won't happen the way that you might want them to, or maybe plan for them in advance. Very so just, true. You Very know, go true. With the flow. That's something that I truly believe in. Like just believing in the flow of life, and truly when you're not happy in that state, just, you know, make a conscious effort to change it. And even though it doesn't exactly. happen directly, it's the consistency that's, and you guys probably can vouch for that. This is the one aspect that you should have in life. Consistency and for sure. always leads to results.
Yeah, so, for sure. Yeah.
I think that's an important thing to consider as well.
And I think, you know, this is not a question that I was planning to ask, but, you know, we're 20-year-olds and we're this conscious about, like, what it takes to change oneself. We're 20, like yeah. that's so young. We're still so young
in our early 20s, still have for sure. this,
yeah, yeah, and we still, and yet we still kind of have this pressure and this weight that someone at 20 a long time ago, you know, maybe 20 years ago, wouldn't have thought of, you know.
Yeah.
our priorities are so different.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to acknowledge. So do you have anything you want to comment about that? Like the fact that we're so young and we're saying these things, like that's insane to me, at least, because I think I'm still so young to have to worry about what my life is going to look like in 10 years or what I'm going to look like in a year from now. Like I want to be able to live in the present moment, but how can I do that if there's this unspoken pressure, at least from a societal perspective, that we're supposed to be on a constant, you know, journey with ourselves and all of that stuff. So, like, how do you deal with that?
To be honest, everything you just said is a perfect representation of me. Like, that's something that I've been through and still living. I always feel like I'm always working or grinding towards a specific goal, and the second that I reach it,
exactly,
I feel like I forget mm-hmm. about the sentiment of self-fulfillment and stuff and enjoying the moment, and then I'm just back onto the next thing. And maybe it does help mm-hmm. in a perspective of, you know, continuous self-growth, but I think there's a very specific aspect that we have to discuss when it comes to that, is your mental health and you just staying like one up on it and just making sure that you're taking those times to calm down, even though you want to stay on the grind and you feel like you're in a good routine. At some point you're gonna burn out, and I feel like taking those moments to really appreciate the moment, realize like, wow, I'm really proud of myself. I'm really proud of the person I've become and what I'm working towards. And mm-hmm. yeah, that's basically it.
Saru?
Yeah, I feel that what do you like, just Kami? Everything's changing a lot and very quickly also, so like we're facing so many challenges, and just like surviving the day feels like an accomplishment sometimes. So it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. you have a goal in mind and then you're just like so focused on finishing that goal, and then when you reach that goal, like Sabine said, you just don't feel the fulfillment that you would have wanted to feel or that you should feel, because you are very focused on just getting there and not actually kind of living in the moment while you are getting to your exactly. goal. So I feel it's also really yeah. important to like not just trust the process, but like feel the process that you're going through, because that is also mm-hmm. something really important.
Exactly. And like, how else are you going to be able to look back after a certain amount of time has passed and make your reflections and make your examinations if you didn't let yourself appreciate every step of the way as you were going along, right?
Yeah.
And it goes back to the mindset and goes back to like one of the first questions I asked you guys about, like your the importance of clearing your mind and decluttering sometimes when you really have to. And I think we also tackled the aspect of like social media and its impact on us, and how we tend to like, at least social media tends to glamorize this aspect of self-care yeah. and what it truly takes to be on this self-growth journey and the fact that it's different for everybody. Now, we got some questions on Instagram, actually, on our Instagram page. Follow us on there at Bayman Conference.
Yeah. You have some
someone asked a very important question, and I think it also goes back to something I said in previous episodes, that because we're Lebanese, we have to suffer everything like twice as much as everybody else, yeah, in my opinion. Yeah. So someone asked, how do we focus on self-growth and advancement with everything going on in our country? And I think that's a very valid question. And you guys touched on it, the fact that like maybe your trigger moment was the explosion when it happened, that you realize that life is so short, we don't have enough time. And like, how do we allow ourselves to grow and advance in a country that doesn't let us do that? Or at least when we are on that journey, it holds us back and pulls us back to square one. Sarah, if you'd like to start us off.
So I feel like, just like you said, you know, being Lebanese, it's very overwhelming to say the least, because every day something new happens and every day you hear news, and it's not always good news. Most of the time it's not good news. And it's hard to always have a positive mindset when you're always hearing about things that aren't very positive, I guess. So it's okay for you to sometimes feel like today is not my day, and today I'm down, and today I like can't focus on something, because it's very normal, because we're at a point, especially in Lebanon, where it's just too much sometimes. But at the same time, I feel like we could use this as a motivation for us, like to look forward and say to ourselves, okay, everything going on now is crazy, and I think the only thing that I can do and the only thing that I'm controlling is myself. And so focusing on ourselves would make us feel better, because I think it's the, maybe not only, but like one of the very few aspects that we can actually control.
And you made such a good point about focusing on what we can control.
Yeah.
Because if we focus on the things that we cannot control, we will lose our minds, and it will be so hard to regain focus and allow ourselves to, you know, look at, like, go back on the right track, right? Because it's inevitable that if you're going to be looking at everything that's going wrong, things that are way out of your control, like the political situation, the economic situation, you will feel this additional burden, other than everything that you're under pressure of in school or with yourself. And it's okay, again, reiterating the main message of this whole episode, that it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to be on a self-growth journey that is slow, but at least progress is being made. And that's the most important thing. Sabine, would you like to add anything to these points?
Well, everything you said, definitely. I think also you were talking about, coincidentally, yesterday I was talking to one of my friends, and he was actually telling me about this 5 for 5 rule that he follows in his life, which is like, he doesn't worry about something. If it won't matter in 5 years, why worry about it in for more than 5 minutes, you know? And
yeah, and I think that cliches are okay if we follow them every once in a while. You know, cliches aren't as bad as we make them out to be, especially with this one. Like, you should basically not worry about something that you're not going to be worrying about in a year from now, in 5 years from now. And it's okay, you know, to have these priorities about what to worry about and what not to worry about. And I think the thing is, you know, sometimes this goes back to what Sara mentioned about control and what things you can control. And this is one of the things that, when you have a matter that is so strenuous and worrisome in the moment, it might not be as strenuous and worrisome in a week from now, in 2 months from now, in a year from now. I could give you all the periods of time in the world and it would still not matter. So I think that's it for today's episode. I'm sure that our audience enjoyed us talking a little bit about what it takes to be on a self-growth journey and how important it is for us to realize that it's okay every once in a while to take a step back, to reflect on how you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's important as well to understand that, you know, don't forced yourself into a specific mold, and don't let social media trick you into thinking that this, you know, colorful, wonderful, well-painted life that you could so perfectly control is how everybody's living. It truly isn't. All of us are on, you know, a self-care journey, whether we like to admit it or not. Everyone is on a self-growth journey, whether we like to admit it or not. And as you can see, like, all three of us are perfect specimens of that. Like, Sara is all the way on the other side of the world, you know, doing her own thing, focusing on her own matters and priorities. I'm here, Masan, in Dubai, doing my own thing and focusing on my own priorities. And so is Sabine in Lebanon, you know, like, we're all in different parts of the world, each of us in a specific time zone, you know, each of us with, you know, different majors and projects and priorities. Yet we still agreed on one thing, that it's okay to not be okay. And to really take a moment when you really have to. So do either of you have something you want to add before we say goodbye to our audience?
I'd like to add one last thing. I feel like I really want to stress on the importance of spending time with yourself, getting to know yourself the same way you would a different person. And I feel like once you do spend time with yourself, get to know what you like, what you don't like, everything will just seem easier because your life will just be dedicated or working towards, you know, living a life that you enjoy rather than something that you don't. So just get to know yourself, be true to yourself. And
I love that.
I'm sure that everyone will embark on a successful journey.
That's very true. Yeah. Soro, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, exactly what Sabine said. And just going back to one very important thing, I feel is that this is going to be different for every single person. So, like, I think we should just keep that in mind, because everyone is going to cope differently and grow differently. And, you know, it's going to take a different amount of time for each person. And one last thing, just like, just to put it out there again, is that it is okay not to be okay.
Definitely. And it's called self-growth for a reason. It's not called we growth. It's not called people growth. It's not called us growth. It's called self growth. It's called, it's you. It's your personal journey. It's you wholeheartedly and completely. Like, I could not stress this enough. It's your journey. Don't let anybody else dictate it for you. And don't force yourself to go on the journey when you feel like you're not ready. Everyone is on their own clock. Everyone's going through life at their own pace. And you need to come to terms with that. You need to make peace with that in order for you to grow the way that you want to. And that's it for today, folks. Thank you for listening in to our fourth episode. And stay tuned for our fifth episode coming out next Thursday. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Sara and Sabine, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Bye. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.